All right, we are going to continue down the agenda. We'll move to number 18, Custer State Park Resource Management. And two of our tour guides that were with us yesterday will share some information for us this morning. Good morning. Welcome again to both of you.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, thank you. Good morning. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak. I cherish any opportunity to share the discipline of forestry.
And then if you could, for those listening, just say your name and your title.
I'm Brandon Prenn, Staff Forester at Custer State Park. So I just wanted to give you all an update on some of the resource management we've completed this year. And I wanted to start with just a review of some terminology. We practice both even and uneven aged management here in Custer State Park. Even aged stands of timber are characterized by a normal distribution of stem diameters. Uneven aged stands are more complex and a little bit more difficult to manage in some cases, but critical for wildlife. I've got some photos here of even-aged stands of timber. An even-aged stand produces generally greater biomass growth, and it has more predictable graminoid, forb, and woody shrub forage growth. And we have treated approximately 130 acres of even-aged stands this year. Uneven-aged management introduces structural complexity to the landscape. It provides thermal and security cover to ungulates, and it's critical fawning habitat. This year, we've completed about 320 acres of treatments in uneven-aged stands. We also, due to the removal of fire from the landscape, woody encroachment of rangelands and prairie is a problem across the country, and we will do type conversions to knock back woody encroachment. And this year we've got 68 acres under contract to be masticated, of which 40 have been completed as of today. In addition to that, we conduct prescribed fire in the park, and we have completed recently, 2 weeks ago, we completed a 100-acre prescribed fire. I managed to get out and do some fuel load sampling plots. Our estimate is that there were approximately 10 tons an acre of woody fuels on the ground there. And I've only had time to get out there and do a few post-treatment plots, but it looks like we are down to less than 1 ton an acre in woody fuels. So as far as fuel reduction, we've accomplished that objective. Additionally, another objective was to reduce woody encroachment and knock back some of the pine regeneration, and it looks like we got significant mortality of the pine seedlings. So I think that will be a wonderful productive grass forage location for the next several years. In addition to those more standard types of treatments, we have completed about 12 acres of fuel breaks, controlling fuel loads in proximity to roads, important for firefighting activities. And we completed 20 acres of the first phase of a multi-phase plan to restore a heavily overstocked stand where co-located with a very popular hiking trail near Badger Hole. That stand missed its pre-commercial thinning window and is heavily overstocked. and we completed the first phase of bringing that back into a healthy state. So very excited about that. That was about 20 acres. And that's all I've got for you this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any question for Brandon?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner White.
Commissioner White, have we had any forest fires so far this year in the forest here?
Through the chair, mm-hmm. Commissioner White, we have had no wildland fires here in the park as of yet.
Okay, thank you.
Any additional questions? Very good, and thank you yesterday. That was very helpful to see things firsthand.
Madam Chair, yeah. Board, good morning. I'm Bailey Eitel, the range ecologist here in Custer State Park. And I was just giving you an overview again of the range program here. So the first thing I always get asked as a range ecologist is, what does a range ecologist do? It's not your typical job that you see. And really what we focus on doing is answering the question of, I've got some acreage, how many critters can I put on it to support a healthy ecosystem? So that's what I get to do here in the park. I get to manage a lot of the wildlife species numbers and figure out how many buffalo we can have to try and support the best funds that we can make for the park. So how many can we sell? How many can we continue to raise? How many females? How many males? So we had a PhD student come into the park in the earlier 2000s, and she went through and found out how many animals we could support on the rangelands that we had. And we adjudicated all those numbers for the buffalo, the elk, the pronghorn, the burros, all the animals in the park. And then we had this really big fire event of Legion Lake Fire, and it burned a lot of timber. And a lot of that timber is completely gone. So it either burned up or they did a salvage logging. And what we were left with was just a bunch of ash on the ground. So we saw the potential that we're going to have a lot of erosion coming in after this fire, and we're going to have a big empty slate for noxious weeds to come back in. So we used helicopters to reseed that area as well as spray the noxious weeds in that area. And now it's become a favorite for a lot of the wildlife species. So elk like habitats where they can go back and forth between cover and rangelands. And this creates a really good habitat for that. But also these new open areas are something that the buffalo like. Buffalo like to see their enemies head on, and now they can in all these new ridges. So now we're trying to figure out, how do we figure out how many animals we can support with all these new grasslands? So we're working with the South Dakota State University and Jamie Brennan out of Rapid City, and we've got two different types of GPS collars on our buffalo herd. So we've got these tags that I put on the map here. They're called Ceres tags, and they're a GPS solar panel that goes in the ear of the buffalo. We actually deployed 10 of them, but buffalo are not as gentle as cattle, so we've lost 4 of them so far. But there, every 4 hours, I can pull up on a map and show you exactly where our buffalo herd is at. And you can just see, I pulled this up a couple days ago, how they scatter in their own little family groups, especially around calving seasons. They kind of have like, these are my friends and my cousins, and we shall go over here. And we're just kind of following their movements and following how they're going through this burned area and figuring out which areas they like the most and doing utilization plots. And then with the GPS collars that we have with SCSU, those are a fixed collar that lasts a year, and they take points every 4 minutes. So we can tell from all those points if they're just sitting around or if they're actually actively moving or they're grazing. And that's just, we're using cattle trends because nobody's really done this research with bison, so we're kind of doing this pilot research as well as Turner buffalo and trying to figure out if we can figure out more grazing patterns with buffalo. We're also working on doing some meadow restoration stuff with some habitat funds that we've been able to get. So a lot of our rangelands in the park are not meeting the highest expectations because of cold season invasive plants like Kentucky bluegrass and smooth brome. So I just put up a picture here so you can see Kentucky bluegrass and smooth brome, they don't put down their roots very far. which doesn't allow soil to infiltrate or water to infiltrate through the soil very well. So they create the soil profile to completely change. Your microbes aren't getting as deep, the water's not getting as deep, and they do a lot of bad things in the long term. So we're trying to see if we can knock back some of these grasses. So we're using some different methods. Burning is hard to get to happen, so it's often easier for us to mow and use chemical treatments. And once we can get that knocked back, we want to come back in and drill seed in some natives, and then we'll obviously monitor and spray for noxious weeds as that happens, because anytime you open up the ground, they like to come in. So, yep, that's all I have for you.
Very good. Any questions for Bailey? So when you're using those chemicals, can you? Some folks might question what some of those are and their potency. Can you just share what some of those are for our listeners?
Like the name of the chemicals?
Yeah.
Sure. So we use primarily Milestone in the park, which is an aminopyrrolid. So it actually is used at a very small rate of 7 ounces an acre. So like we often spray gallons an acre, right? So you're actually getting a small amount of chemical. And it so it works on the root system of plants, uptake through the leaves. So the actual like chemical safety rating on that is safer for you than using like household bleach. So that's our biggest chemical. And then we use Escort on like mullein plants. Mm-hmm. It just has a better chance of getting into that thick mat of the hairs on the plant. And then it also has a pretty safe rating, and it's a granular. So you also only use like an ounce of granular per acre. So we like to use as low rate as possible to keep the chemicals off any of the people and the residual in the landscape down.
Do we do that in-house or do we hire that out?
We do everything in-house spraying-wise except for some helicopter spraying in some of the really rough country that we can't get people to.
Very good. Any other questions? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Commissioner Bartling. Can you tell me, Bailey, on the GPS, did you mostly tag the cows or did you tag some bulls?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Bartling, we did actually target older females. In the family structure, oftentimes the older cows are the ones that know the areas the most, and then the younger ones follow them. So we try to put on GPS collars on cows that were 10 years or older. Another thing that's different with buffalo is we will have buffalo that live to be 20 years old in the park. So 10 years old is old, but not dead.
Very good. Any other questions for Bailey? Very good information. Thanks to both of you.